Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Czech Senate passes resolution calling for end to persecution of Falun Gong in China. Falun Gong practitioners protest in front of the Chinese embassy in France against decades of persecution in China. Forbes reports on China's forced organ harvesting. Falun Dafa welcomed at community festivals in Melbourne, Australia. Accounts of people learning about Falun Gong at Tianti Bookstore in New York. And Brazil, the Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition held in the National Congress. Now for the stories.
Czech Senate passes resolution calling for end to persecution of Falun Gong in China. The Senate of the Parliament of the Czech Republic passed a resolution expressing support for persecuted groups in China, including Falun Gong practitioners, Christians, Uyghurs, and Tibetans. Resolution number 131 passed on March 20, 2019, calling for the Czech president and government to demand that China adhere to the International Human Rights Conventions by ending the persecution of these groups and releasing all prisoners of conscience. The resolution was a response to the nationwide petition regarding Chinese communist regime committing genocide of Falun Gong practitioners. Over 30,000 Czechs signed the petition. Falun Gong is the most persecuted group of people in China. There were about 100 million Chinese adherents in 1999. People who follow the teachings of this Buddha school practice are being persecuted by the Chinese regime and are so-called re-educated within the country's prison system. Today, said the chair of the Czech Falun Dafa Association, you have the opportunity to provide hope to those who are tortured because they believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. You can provide support to millions of people who have endured a persecution for nearly two decades. You can be part of sending signals that may deter some practitioners from committing crimes. Senator Mark Hilser said, we are a country that has experienced a communist totalitarian regime. We have experienced communist politics. We have experienced executions for political reasons. We have experienced imprisonment, and we have experienced censorship. We know very well what it means to violate human rights and to not respect freedom, and I think, therefore, that our country, thanks to those experiences, should be sensitive to human rights violations elsewhere in the world, as well as the values that are being trampled upon. According to Hilser, the Chinese regime is very aggressive and it ignores fundamental human rights, such as the right to a fair trial, the right to freedom of faith, and the right to freedom of speech. If we keep silent about it, it will mean we agree, said Dr. Hilser. Senator Pavel Fischer said, if we read through the articles of the International Declaration of Human Rights, we find that the Chinese regime violates every single article. Another senator said that crimes against humanity must be prevented in time before they get out of hand, such as with the extermination of the Jews in World War II.
Falun Gong practitioners protest in front of the Chinese embassy in France against decades of persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese embassy while Chinese leader Xi Jinping was visiting Paris on March 25th. They protested the 20-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China and the Chinese regime's systemic harvesting of organs for transplants from living Falun Gong practitioners incarcerated for their faith. They called on Qi to immediately stop the heinous crimes against humanity and to apprehend the culprit who launched the persecution in 1999, former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. They also called on French President Emmanuel Macron to bring up China's human rights violations when meeting with Qi and to demand an immediate end to the persecution. Mr. Tang Hanlong, chair of the Falun Dafa Association in France, spoke at the rally in front of the Chinese embassy. He condemned the Chinese Communist Party for incarcerating, torturing, brainwashing, and harvesting organs from Falun Gong practitioners, saying, "The extent of the brutality is unparalleled in history." Mr. Tang spoke about the atrocity of organ harvesting from living practitioners in China. According to the United Nations Human Rights Council and a UN Special Rapporteur, at one time, two-thirds of the prisoners in China's forced labor camps were Falun Gong practitioners, and the number detained today is in the hundreds of thousands. The rapporteur estimated tens of thousands of prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners, have their organs removed against their will each year in China. Mr. Tang urged the international community to investigate these issues. Dr. Harold King, a member of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting in France, also condemned the CCP for harvesting organs from Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Christians. He wanted people to know that the crimes of forced organ harvesting and organ transplant tourism in China are undermining medical ethics and go against international treaties. He is concerned that patients who go to China for an organ transplant will take a great risk because they will end up violating international law by purchasing organs for transplant. He said, "We are worried that the doctors in China are abused and forced to participate. We want Xi to quickly stop the persecution and the organ transplant tourism."
Forbes reports on China's forced organ harvesting. Forbes published a report titled, "Will We Get to the Bottom of the Truth on Forced Organ Removal in China on March 21st? The author described the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience, saying, "Over years, several researchers, including lawyers and investigators, have been raising the issue of forced organ removal in China, namely the illegal practice of removing organs from individuals who did not consent to it." It continued by saying, despite China arguing that there are approximately 10,000 organ transplants being conducted in China per year, all in accordance with the law, researchers suggest that this is far from the truth. Indeed, researchers indicate that the number of such transplants are closer to between 60 and 100,000 per year, significantly higher than the official Chinese estimate. The perpetrators of the crime are CCP officials acting in collaboration with surgeons, prison authorities, and military officials. Researchers found that most of the organs were obtained through illegal forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong, Tibetan Buddhists, Uyghurs, and house church Christians. The prisoners of conscience die from the forced organ removal. More accurately, they are being killed in the process. The report stated that the issue of forced organ removal has gained some attention in the European Parliament, the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and many other countries. A female Falun Gong practitioner who was imprisoned and tortured for several years in China said, "Every Falun Gong practitioner was given a medical checkup and had his or her blood tested. Prisoners who were not Falun Gong practitioners didn't have to go through this. After the exams, I discovered that some practitioners had disappeared. I didn't know where they went. I never heard from them again. I understood the reason for these medical tests after I heard about the CCP harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. I then understood the depth of their deceit." The article went on to say that this was not an isolated statement and that similar medical examinations were witnessed by other Falun Gong practitioners. The article ended by saying, "For the dignity of the victims in the past and in the future, we must investigate and seek truth within the ultimate goal of stopping such gross human rights violations."
Falun Dafa welcomed at community festivals in Melbourne, Australia. Falun Dafa practitioners recently participated in three community festivals in Melbourne, the second most populous city in Australia. Melbourne holds many festivals in March as the weather starts to cool down with the arrival of autumn. These events included a festival hosted by the Knox City Council on March 2nd and 3rd, the Global Fiesta at Box Hill Gardens on March 17th, and the Warrandyte Festival, hosted by the Manningham City Council on March 23rd and 24th. Martin Nielsen, who works for the Australian government, said he heard about Falun Dafa at a local event several months ago. He considered the suppression of Falun Dafa, especially the forced organ harvesting from living practitioners, unacceptable and barbaric. He said the fact that China's doctors would kill someone to get a body part to sell was appalling. He said, "I am not a religious person, but that is terrible." He said he hoped governments could pass laws to ban organ transplant tourism. He praised practitioners' efforts to raise awareness of the brutality. With the degenerated moral values in society, Nielsen found the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance appealing because they guide you to become better people. He said practitioners should come to more events like this to promote these values. Saji is a Box Hill resident who works for a printing company. He said if more and more people would believe in the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the world would become a better place, which also applies to the young and future generations. He said these principles are consistent with traditional values and everyone would benefit from them. Effendi, a project manager from a financial company, has lived in Melbourne for 21 years. He accepted some materials from a practitioner and signed the petition to help stop the persecution in China. He said, "I think what the Chinese Communist Party did is horrible. It is unbelievable that organ harvesting is happening. I consider it genocide." The Australian Senate published an inquiry report and provided 12 recommendations on how to stop overseas organ trafficking. Effendi applauded the progress and thinks that this was a good initiative. He said, "We should definitely make it happen."
Accounts of people learning about Falun Gong at Tianti Bookstore in New York. I have been a helper in the Tianti Bookstore in Manhattan for quite a while. I feel that the people coming to learn about Falun Gong recently are different from before. I would like to share some examples of people seeking out Falun Gong books. A Chinese-American man from another state who works in finance came to the bookstore. He told me he stops by the bookstore when he comes to New York each time. He shared his issues in practicing Falun Gong. From our conversation, I learned that there were Falun Gong practitioners around him, but he did not learn Falun Gong until last year. He read John Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, but did not experience any enlightenment about it. Because he wanted to learn the practice, he read other Falun Gong books. After he finished reading more than 40 more, he read Duan Falun again and began to enlighten to how great the book is. He started practicing Falun Gong and spread the practice to his colleagues and family members. A man in his 30s or 40s came in one day. He said he owned a computer company and has lived in Manhattan for many years. He had seen the practitioners protest in front of the Chinese consulate for nearly 8 years, but could not understand the meaning of the protest and didn't know what Falun Gong is. He spoke for half an hour with a practitioner. He was impressed, as it is hard to find another shop with such a quiet environment in the bustle of Manhattan and one that provides free consultation for such a long time. The practitioner explained the mission of Tianti Bookstore to him, what Falun Gong is, the marvelous effects of Falun Gong in healing illness and keeping fit, the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice in China, the nature of the CCP, and so on. He finally understood and appreciated the practitioner taking so much time to speak with him. He said he would browse online to learn more. A man who has worked on Wall Street for a few decades looked around in the bookstore. During our conversation, he told me he had cancer. A doctor had told him that he only had a few more months to live. After we spoke, he selected the book Hearts and Minds Uplifted and sat down and read it for more than 40 minutes without moving. As it was getting dark, he stood up and bought the book. He sighed, saying, "So valuable. I never knew such information was available." Watching him leave, I was inevitably touched. In this special historical moment, I sincerely wish that the predestined people do not miss the opportunity to learn about Falun Gong.
Brazil, the Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition held in the National Congress. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was held in the Chamber of Deputies, the lower house of the National Congress of Brazil, for 10 days in March 2019. 12 deputies sent formal congratulations to mark the exhibition's opening, and 5 deputies sent letters of greeting. Pressured by the Chinese embassy, the exhibition ended 2 days earlier than scheduled. This act fully revealed the Chinese Communist Party's pervasive influence abroad and their attempts to suppress the facts of the persecution of Falun Gong. Nonetheless, the exhibition had a big impact on elected officials, chamber staff, and the public. Several deputies were shocked to learn of the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. When Katia Sastre, a deputy of the state of Sao Paulo, learned that the CCP uses every level of the state to coerce people into abandoning their faith, she shook her head and said, "Faith is the most basic and noble right that God has given to human beings. No regime or organization can stop it." Chamber staff member Monica couldn't conceal her excitement as she viewed the paintings. She remarked that they conveyed the power of goodness. She said to a practitioner, "You all have a kind of affinity that makes me enjoy being with you. This exhibition and your efforts are a huge gift. Thank you very much." Another chamber staffer, Erminio, also enjoyed the artworks. For a long time, he viewed the painting depicting Taiwanese Falun Gong practitioners sitting together in the formation of a large-scale Falun symbol and took a photo of it. After he heard the history of the Falun symbol, he said, "My previous understanding of the symbol was wrong. The symbol has such a lofty meaning. We really have to reevaluate our understanding of the world's history." Evelyn, who also works in the chamber, had learned about Falun Gong in 2011 when she lived in New York, but did not start practicing. When she saw the painting titled The Streets of Manhattan, she was moved and said that she hoped to go to the park to learn the exercises. She also said that she would invite her relatives to see the exhibition. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.